I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 22nd. Quincy Public School officials say they're waiting for guidance from state education officials about how to handle the remainder of the school year now that Governor Baker has announced that all public and private schools will remain closed for the rest of the school year. Quincy officials say they are unsure how grading, graduations, and other end-of-year activities will be addressed. Online learning, though, will continue in Quincy through June 17th. In addition, grab-and-go meals and learning enrichment packets will continue to be distributed at 8 schools weekdays from 11 a.m. to noon. Quincy College has announced that it will not hold a graduation ceremony this year and that all of their classes will remain online for the rest of this semester and throughout the summer. The college hopes to implement both online and on-campus classes in the fall. College is also offering $300 discounts for their online classes to Quincy and Plymouth residents and $150 discounts to all other students. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says there will be no Memorial Day parade in Quincy this year and that the annual Flag Day parade is doubtful. Koch says it's not possible to hold those events and still maintain social distancing. A small ceremony will be held at Mount Wollaston Cemetery on Memorial Day. And the annual Cleaner Greener Quincy and Senior Olympic events have already been canceled. The rental assistance programs being run by the Quincy Chamber of Commerce and Quincy Community Action Programs have already paid out about $300,000 for restaurant and hospitality workers in Quincy who have lost their jobs due to the pandemic. Those funds are coming from a $1 million allocation from the Affordable Housing Trust Funds. Reminder, there is a one-day delay of curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy this week due to the Patriots Day holiday on Monday, and a reminder that the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Wednesday at 11 a.m. Please send us your videos of working or schooling from home or other ways that you're dealing with the pandemic. We'll show them on QATV Channel 8. Email your submissions to COVID-19@QATV.org. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 22nd.